Okay, today is Daf Chaf Gimel, brand new parak, third parak of the Sechta Sanhedrin. Today's share is sponsored by the Silverstein family, Lila Nishmas, Freida Bas Yitzchak Michel, whose yard site is today, the Neshama Shadav and Aliyah, and the learning should be Lila Nishmas, the Neshama. Okay, new parak of Dinei Mamonis Bishlosha. Dinei Mamonis Bishlosha. This is just a headline. We said in the beginning of the first opening line of the Masechta was Dinei Mamonis Bishlosha. So now we're going to go to the nitty-gritty of Dinei Mamonis Bishlosha. So, Dinei Mamonis Bishlosha. In order to have a case of monetary matters, it's three judges. Zeh Borer Lo Echad. One litigant picks one judge. Zveh Borer Lo Echad. The second litigant picks a second judge. Ushnehem borin lehen od echad. And then the two litigants pick the third judge together. They fight it out till they can agree. That's divrei Meir. That's a Meir Shita. V'chachamim omrim. The chachamim say no. Shnei dayanim borin lehen od echad. No, the two dayanim pick the third. Okay? Which is what we do today. That's called zabla. What does zabla mean? Zeh borer lo echad. You ever heard the word zabla? We're going to zabla? Zabla stands for zeh borer lo echad. There's two ways you can have a bezin. You can go to call up a bezin, right? Go and look in the yellow pages, see where the bezin is, call them up. Or you can do zabla. Well, you pick one, the other guy will pick one, and the two will pick the third. Okay? Actually, Moshe has a tshuva. We're going to get into a discussion. Are you allowed to go away from the bezin of your city and do zabla? So Moshe said yes in New York for sure. Moshe said, we're talking about New York because New York is a melting pot. In Europe, there was a community with a bezdin. Who gave you the right to? Everything else you use the community. You daven in the shul, and you participate in all their functions, and they take care of the chevra kedisha, and they take care of all weddings. They take care of everything. Now, when it comes to din Torah, you go somewhere else. You weren't allowed to do that. So Moshe said in America, it doesn't apply. It's such a hodgepodge of people and communities that doesn't really apply. Shevet Levi argues that if it does apply, it applies. If you live in a place where they have such a community, and even today, then it would apply. Why shouldn't it apply? Right? But in America, it doesn't really apply. All those types of old community types of organizations don't really apply today. The same level they applied in the olden days. Anyway, look at Rashi. Rashi says something fascinating. Rashi says, top Rashi, Mashma zeh borer lo bezdin echad shehen gimel. It's Mashma, right, that one litigant picks three, v'zeh echad harei shisha, the next litigant picks another three. What do you mean zeh borer lo echad? One judge? No, says Rashi, it's Mashma, one bezdin. Why is it Mashma like that? I have no idea. That's what Rashi says. One litigant picks three. The next litigant picks three. That's six. V'shneim borlan behel odechad harei tes. They have nine. V'hainu dekamatma ma'izeh borlo. That Gemara is going to ask, what do I need three for? What do I need all this for? Three's enough. Okay? So hold off of that Rashi until we get to that question in the Gemara. Before we get to that question in the Gemara, we have to finish the rest of the Mishnah. Which the rest of the Mishnah is also a very difficult Mishnah, and the Gemara will start trying to flesh it out. Very difficult Mishnah. Next. Zeh posel dayanu shel zeh, v'zeh posel dayanu shel zeh. One is allowed to posel the judge of the other one, and then he could posel your judge too. What does that mean? The Gemara will try to explain what that means. Divrei Meir. That's a Meir Shita. Chacham omrim. No. Amasai, when can you? Bizman shemei v'alein raya, shein krov mopsulim. You bring a raya that this judge is a karuv to someone in the case, or another judge, or he's a posel. Right? What does a posel mean? What does a posel mean? A puzzle is like this. You're not going to want to hear this. Puzzle aid means anyone who's over any Avera, that's Malkus, or Kares, or Misa B'dei Shemayim, that's right away your puzzle aid is, or, and additionally, you took someone's mum on Shalom Kedin. What does that mean? That's tomorrow's Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah. We might not get to it until Tuesday. From Misachi Bekuvia, basically all these types of, they're not outright thief, theft. It's outright theft. It's Chayav Malkus. You don't get Malkus for theft because it's a Lashintik Lase, but it's taking out money, Shalok Kedin. Someone who sells Shemitah money, Shemitah produce, all those things we're going to do tomorrow. Abel, Imha Yuksherin, but if they're kosher, or Mumcha, Mipi Bezdin, or they're a Mumcha, they have the stamp of approval from Bezdin, and Yachalapolson, what gives you the right to pathal them? So what's the mayor thinking? Right? What's Rameir thinking? So we're going to get to Rameir's case in the Gemara. Now, the same exact thing. Zeh pasal edim shal zeh, zeh pasal edim shal zeh. You can pasal someone's edim, and he can pasal your edim. Again, what's going on here? Devar Rameir. What's going on here? Pasal someone's edim? Based on what? No. Amosai, when can you pasal someone's edim? Bizman shemei v'yalein raya, shehen krovin opsulin. You bring a raya, they're a carver or a pasal. Right? But if they're kosher, in your chalapasalim. You can't pasal them. Well, you don't like them. You can't pasal them. Okay? Now, my ze barlo echad v'ze barlo echad. What do you mean, I could pick... This is how Rashi said it. Rashi makes a little more sense. What does it mean? Ask the Gemara. My zebor lo echad v'zebor lo echad. What does it mean? I can pick one and you can pick one. But it's lost in Sagi. This is enough for three. Says Rashi. This question means, why do you pick three and I pick three and then we'll pick another three, which is nine? Three's enough. Right? That's why Rashi said what he said. It's mashma. The Gemara's the reopening case of the Mishnah was talking about gesund. Each one picks three. Right? Ask the Gemara, what are you doing that for? Three's enough. Tosafot says, that can't be what the Gemara was asking. Because you know why? Look at the first three words of the Perek. Dine, Mamanus, Bishlosha. Only three. Then what? Now I could think it's nine? It doesn't make any sense. Says Tosafot, if that were the case, the Gemara would have immediately asked, did the steer Reisha Misefa? The Reisha says, Dine, Mamanus, Bishlosha. And then you tell me it's really nine. That can't be. So Tosfos argues on Rashi. You have to find a shot for Rashi. What was Rashi thinking? So Tosfos says like this: to betlasa sagi, three's enough. Hachi karma. Here's the Gemara's answer. Here's what the Mishnah meant to say: kish zeh barlo bezdin echad, the zeh barlo bezdin echad, shnehem barlen od echad. Right? One picks one Bezdin, another one picks another Bezdin, when one picks one Bezdin, one picks another Bezdin, then together they'll pick the third Bezdin. So according to Rashi, makes a little bit of sense.
It's basically the same thing, he's saying, instead of picking one judge, he's telling you...
Right, so Tosa says what the Gemara's answering is, what do you mean pick a Bezdin? Just go to Bezdin down the street. The answer is, there is no Bezdin down the street, kish is that... When there is no Bezdin in the neighborhood, here's how we do it. Which is why, otherwise, go to your Bezdin. Go to your local Bezdin. What are you doing over here?
What can I mean one person?
What?
What can
I mean
one individual
dying?
What are we saying?
With Dinamar, you have to have three judges.
Each one of them. Why do they
pick three? Yeah. And then the other one picks three? That's a good question. I don't know.
One person,
then
a third person.
So I have a lawsuit against you. Would you mind if you go to my Bezdin? I pick three guys over there. No, I don't prefer that. I prefer my own three people.
It's an established Bezdin.
Okay. And then together, they'll pick a real Bezdin.
Yes, it's an established Bezdin. Right. I want to go to this Bezdin over here. Right. He said, I want to go to this Bezdin over here. So the two of you make a decision to go to the third one. Or, like the Gemara says afterwards, he'll pick one, he'll pick one, and everybody else picks another one.
Right.
Yeah.
Now they're going to ask the following question. Vafil lova matzim akiv? Even the lova can do this? Even the Lova is the one who, he was given a big loan. Now he denies it. Even he can demand? Is that right? Even he can demand? I don't, Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar is going to say later on, and the Gemara leaves out what Rabbi Elazar says. Rabbi Elazar says, Rashi fills it in. Rabbi Elazar says that Lo Shanu, right, that Rabbi Elazar is going to say later on that if one of the parties wants to go to the Beis Havad, what's the Beis Havad? So it's a machlokas. Rashi says the Beis Havad means is the place where there's a lot of Talmidei Chachamim, and he wants to go there because he doesn't want to find some three clowns who are going to be a Bezdin. He wants to go to the real Bezdin. You know? That's what the Rashi says. The Rambam says it means the Sanhedrin Agadola. You're going all the way up to the Sanhedrin Agadola to judge your case of you and your guy for $10. I don't know if they'll take the case. But that's what it means. You know, you're very serious about it. So regarding that statement of Rabbi Elazar, that lo shanu ela malva, only the malva could do that. Aval love kofunosan bedan biiro. The love, he has no right. Why not? Because he's the one that was done the favor. He was done the favor, right? Kid amar of your aval love. Kofan has never done Beiro. You hear? Yes, no.
Maybe that's only to bring him to whatever you say.
Right. No, so the point is, the Lova has no right. Our Mishnah's Mashma, one picks this, and the other one. What do you mean the other one? The Lova has the right? It's not, as Rashi says, Eved Lova Lish Malva. The Lova was done a big favor. Now he's going to be Machiach to Malva to shut somewhere, some town because he found a good Jebezit? That's not fair. So the Rishonim have a whole, the Rishonim have a big Machlokas. What if it's not a case of Malva and Lova? What if it's a case of I accuse you of stealing? It could be the whole thing is not true. Or, you know, some other claim, monetary claim. Then also, either both parties are in the same footing. Some say, you're right, only by Lova Malva this didn't apply. Some say that any time this is what's called a Toveya and a Nitva, the claimant and the one who's being claimed against. The one who's being claimed against always does not have the right. Some Rishonim say that. Why? Because he's the defendant. That's what's called the defendant, right? So the Gemara answers, so we're left with our question. The Gemara answers, we're talking about non-Jewish courts. So when it comes to non-Jewish courts, I'm not sure that I believe that they're Jews, they just happen not to be in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, we're not sure how bekiyim they are. So if the Lova says, listen, I understand that it's a tircha, I understand, and I would never do, but I'm not going to these people, they're not bekiyim. I want to go to a place where they're bekiyim. He has the right to say that. Normally, if you're living in Yerushalayim and he wants to go to some Bezdin in Haifa, you can say, no, what's wrong with Yerushalayim? It's fine over here. You're a lover. You're at a disadvantage. I lend you the money. But if it's in Syria, where we're afraid they're not Bekiyim, the lover has the right to demand a different Bezdin. Hachanami, Barkoz, Shebet Surya, Shanu. Avo Mumchin? But if there's Mumchin, lo. The lover has no say. The lover has no say. That's the first answer. Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa says, no, afilu tema mumchin. You can even say they are mumchin. Kigon, for example, bedina de Rav Huna v'Rav Chista, de ka'amalei mi ka mitrachna lach. In other words, what the Lov is telling you, what the Lov is saying is, we live in one town, there's two Bezdins. I'll go to the other Bezdin. Rav Chista and Rav Huna. So what you want that, what was, it's not a tircha, they're on the same block. Tulsa has a whole discussion. How could they be in the same block? One was a Talmud, one was a Rebbe. You can't paskin in front of the other one. Getting around those questions. That's not a tircha. Then the Lova has the right to say, yeah, if the Malva has to spend fare and tolls going to the other Bezdin, he could say, listen, I'm the Malva. I lent you the money. But here, what's the tircha? They're in the same town. They're in the same town, the Lova has the right to demand a different Bezdin, and then you have to fight it out. Okay. Tanan, we learned the Chachamim Omrim Shnei Dayanin Bor Lehen Od Echad, right? That the Chachamim say that the two judges themselves pick the third judge, not the two parties, but the two judges, right? Now, the Esal Kedayt Kedam Rinan Bezdin. If you're telling me that it means a Bezdin. Bezdin Basar de Pasiluhu, Azul Abirluhu Bedin Achwini? After the Bezdin's been disqualified, they're picking the real Bezdin? That doesn't make any sense. That's crazy. So the Gemara says, Va'od, my Zeborlo Echad, but Zeborlo Echad. What does that mean, Zeborlo Echad? They're not doing anything. It's really all the third Bezdin. Ella Hachikamar. Here's what it means. Kisha Zeborlo Dayan Echad. Only that. We reject the whole Bezdin business. When you pick one Dayan, v'zeh borolo Dayan Echad, and the other guy picks the other Dayan, shnehen borolohen od Echad. They all, the two of them, pick the third one. Mai shna da avdi hachi. Why are you doing it that way? Why are we doing it this way? Amri, because we say, Amri ma rabim shen dram zera, mitoch, shzeh borolo Dayan Echad, v'zeh borolo Dayan Echad. I picked one, you pick one, v'shnehen borolohen od Echad, and the two pick the third, yatza hadin la amito. You'll get a true judgment. What does that mean, you'll get a true judgment? Rashi says, each litigant thinks to himself, listen, my judge is going to do everything he can to find Zechusim for me. To try to get me, do everything he can. Now, of course, Rashi and all the Mepharshim say, within the bounds of Halacha. He's not going to lie. He's not going to...
He's not allowed to show favoritism, so how does that really work?
What?
He's not allowed to show favoritism.
He's not allowed to show favoritism. But he's within the pages of the Shulchan Aruch, he's going to do whatever he can to vindicate my claim, right. Including trying to convince the third guy. So the other guy says the exact same thing. I'm going to do whatever I can, right? Look at Rashi. The tzaitzi baledinen. The savra chayev harei ani baatmi birarti echad. I pick one. Vim hoy yochol hapoch v'zchusi hoy mahapich. If you can find my zchusmi, he'll do it. Va'dayinen baatman nochedaita lahapich zchus shneim b'deish shneim birun. They also want to do it. They also want to do the best job, right? So each one has incentive to try to get the third one to agree with their position, assuming, right? So we're not alleging any funny business. Everyone's going to try to do the best job they can, but since it's done this way, you have the best chance. Okay. The Chacham Omrim, the Chacham say, no. The two judges pick the third judge. Not the two litigants, the two judges. What's the difference? Neima b'drav Yehuda Amarav k'miflagi. Maybe they're arguing in the sheet of Yehuda Amarav. What's that sheet? Dom of Yehuda Amarav, ein ha'edim chosmen al ashtar. Edim don't sign on a star. Elim kin yodim mi chosen imam. Also know who the other person signing is. So if I'm sitting in the room, right, and two people walk in and say, listen, we're lending each other money. Do you want to be a witness to this? Says Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, don't sign. Who's the other witness? Why? So Rashi says, Shema yichtsimu imahem eid echad pasul. Because maybe the other guy's pasul. Who knows who that guy is? Umevatel eidus kulam. The whole thing is going to be thrown in the garbage. Vidimsu elu boshim. You're going to be so embarrassed. You signed with some amaretz, some pasul. It looks reflects bad on you. So therefore, the two judges pick the third judge. Right? They're not going to be having anyone who they don't know. Right? And Rameir, who holds the two litigants, pick the third judge. Doesn't hold from this. That's what Rameir and the Chama are arguing about. Right? You know, the rabbi makes a statement. Don't sign a shtar unless you know who the other guy is. Who's the other sign of why? Maybe he's in law life. So too, don't have the two litigants pick the third judge. Because then the two judges, what kind of law life is this? What kind of law have you brought me? But if the two judges pick the third judge, that title doesn't get off the ground. That's what they're arguing about. What you're asking is, but the Rishonim asked this question, but how did the judge number one and judge number two hook up together?
Yeah.
Because the litigants picked them.
Yeah.
So they could say, wait a minute, this guy's a lowlife, we're not sitting with him.
Right.
The answer is, but they're picking the third one.
Exactly.
So it rehabilitates the problem. Okay? So maybe that's what the machlokas is about, and we're going to say that's not what the machlokas is about. Why? Rameir less laid the Rav Yehuda Marav. Rameir doesn't care about this problem. Rameir's not interested in this. Why? Because he says the two litigants pick the third one. It's irrelevant what they're going to think. For Rabbanan, it's Luhud Rav Yehuda Marav, and the Rabbanan do alter it. Therefore, who picks the third one? The two judges. So Gemara says, no. The Kuli Alma, it's Luhud Rav Yehuda Marav. Everybody holds. Everybody's choshish for this problem. Everybody's choshish for this. Rav Yehuda Marav said it. Everyone's choshish for this. But, V'das Hadion and Kuli Alma lo pligi di be'inan. Everybody agrees the two judges have to agree. Ki pligi, das bale dinin. Do the litigants also have to agree? Rameir Savar, Das Baladinin, not even Enon. Even the litigants have, everyone has to agree. Not, of course, the judges have to agree to the third person. Of course. Why? They don't want some Amara sitting there. Of course they have to agree. The question is, do the litigants have to agree? For Rabbanan Savri, Das Baladin Be'inon, Das Baladinon, Lo Be'inon.
So they're always
going to
have to consult with the
Dayanim. Always. Always have to consult with the Dayanim. Why? Because everyone's choshish for Hudim Arab. Everybody says, you can't have some low life, some Amara sitting there. And what's going to happen? It's going to be a ridiculous verdict, and then they're going to look bad. Now, for sure they have to agree. The question is, do the litigants have to agree? Rameir says, absolutely. They're going to say, what's the purpose of that? Why do they have to agree? Okay. We haven't gotten to the meat of today's daf, which is coming up in a few minutes. Before we get to that, we have just one more divrei, not a gadata, but it's not, it's from the Mishnah. Gufo, Omer Hudim Arav. Ein ha'edim chosman al ashtar, right? Edim don't sign on ashtar unless you know who the other signatory is. Tanya, nami hachi, similar idea. Kacha niki hadas b'Yerushalayim, the niki hadas, the special people in Yerushalayim, lo ha'yo chosman al ashtar, they wouldn't sign on ashtar, ela im ken yodim michosin imahin, unless they knew who was the other person signing. Not only that, lo ha'yo yoshin bedin, they would not sit at the best, and ela im ken yodim miyoshin imahin, unless they knew the other person. Another thing, lohaya nichnasin besuda, they wouldn't even sit at a table. Ela imkin yodin mi meisiv imon, unless they know who's sitting with them. That halacha, by the way, is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Mechaber, and the Mishnah Berurah says, the Bir Halacha actually says, same person as Mishnah Berurah, he says that he's not sure if it applies if it would apply at a big, let's say a big gathering, right? Like a big tish. And you're there with who knows who else is there. That doesn't apply. We're talking about one-on-one. One-on-one, maybe you shouldn't sit with an Amaret.
You've seen them at tables.
What?
You've seen them at tables.
What do you mean?
You don't have the rough sitting with a bunch of Amaret.
Right, right. But if you had some big Suda, some big wedding, and they're sitting there, that doesn't apply over there. That's not what I'm talking about. Talking about, you know, sit down for, because someone invites you over, who is this person? That's what it means. Don't they have sign seating? Random seating? So I don't. The Mechaber quotes the halacha. It's in Kuf Ayin in the Mishnah in the Arachayim. Okay, Zeh Posel Dayano. Here we go to the meat of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that Reb Meir said you can pasel the Dayanim. Right, that's what the Mishnah said. Reb Meir said you can pasel the Dayanim, and the Chacham said no, only if you have a reason. What's the reason? The Krovim, the Psulim. Otherwise, what gives you the right to pasel Dayanim? Says the Gemara, Kol Kimini the pasel Dayanim. Who gave you the right to pasel Dayanim? Kol Kimini pasel Dayanim. Just get a pasel Dayanim. Amar of Yochanan again. Barkos Shebesuria Shanu. This is where we said the statement. We're talking about Arkos in Surya, meaning they're not mumchin. They're not mumchin. So says Reb Meir, of course he's allowed to say, I don't want these dayanim. These dayanim are not the kiyim. They're wonderful people, but they're not the kiyim. I'm not having my din Torah decided by them. Aval mumchin. But if they were mumchin judges, lo. Of course, says Reb Meir, you cannot dismiss them. Of course not. They're mumchin. When did Reb Meir say you could? Yeah, when you're in some foreign country, they don't really know. Then you listen. I understand. I don't agree to this. It's not. We're not going to get a halachic verdict. Sorry. Wait a minute. How could you say that? Why? Hamid Diktani Seifa. But the Seifa said the Chachamim Omrim. The Chachamim say Emasai. When can you passel them? Only Bisman Shmevi Raya Shem Krov Mupsulim. You bring a raya, they're karev or pasul, meaning they're really no good. Aval imha yekshirim, if they're kosher people, oh mumchem mipi bezdin, any yachal pasulim. Right? Michlal, obviously, Remeir, but the Remeir mumchem namik amar, that even Remeir allows you to pasul mumchem. How could that be? Says the Gemara. Hachi kamar. Here's what it means. Aval imhayuk shirin, if they're kosher, nase kemumchen mipi bestin, the ain't a yachol aposlan. If they're mumchen, right? I'm not if they're mumchen, I'm sorry. If they're kshirim, they're not a relative, they're not possible, they're fine people, they might not be the biggest pekim in the world, but they're fine, there's nothing wrong with that. Then, nasu kemumchen mipi bestin, the ain't a yachol aposlan. Those are the kinds of people that Reb Meir says you can pasul. A real mumcha? Of course not. These are the kinds of people. There's nothing wrong with them. Right? So we just said the same words. We just changed the words, said the same point. The point is, the Gemara is bothered. How could Reb Meir say you could pasul dayanim? How could you say that? So the answer is, you can't pasul dayanim if they're mumchen. If they're not mumchen, they're not experts, you have the right to listen. I want to have my case heard by experts. We seem to imply that the Reb Meir says he's a mumchen. No. If they're kosher, nothing wrong with them. They become like mumchen. You can still pasul them. Who can't you pasul? Real mumchen. So Reb Meir has the right to say, listen, if Reb Meir says, if they're not mumchen, I don't want to be judged. Why? Because they're simply not Pekian. And there's nothing wrong with them. Nothing wrong with them. They're fine Jews, they're great people. They're just not mumchen. So if they're not mumchen, I don't want my case. I have the right to say that. That's Reb Meir Shita. The Chacham say no. Only if they're bamish krovim, psulim, otherwise, you roll the dice with them and it'll be fine. So that's a machlok. That's what Reb Meir means.
How about you put it, what are litigants that say supported the dying for years in the yeshiva?
So you're talking about, there's no such, I don't know, I'm sure they're not going to talk about that. You're talking about a conflict of interest.
Right.
You're talking about that he should recuse, what?
No, Negev
Adavar. He's not a real Negev Adavar. He should recuse himself because he sits next to him in shul for the past 50 years. Right. I don't know. I don't know what the halacha is about that. I don't know. Tashma, bring another raya. We have a braisa that says like this. Amrulo Reb Meir, Amrulo le Reb Meir, the Chachamim said to Reb Meir, Lo kol haimenu, right? Lo kol haimenu, shepasel dayan shemumchel arabim. Right? You can't pasel dayan than a mumchel arabim. Right? So the Chachamim are arguing to Reb Meir. How could you think you could pass on someone who's a mumcha? Which means Reb Meir holds you can't pass on a mumcha. Again, a question: how could Reb Meir say you could pass on a mumcha? So they go, "Eno ema lo kol eben shepos dayan shehem chuhu rab malehem." What it means is, what the Chachamim mean to say to Reb Meir was, how could you pass on a dayan who the Oilim said is a mumcha? He's not really a mumcha. The Oilim said he's a mumcha, right? They treat him as a mumcha. So Rebbe says, why can't I pass him? The guy is not a legitimate mumcha. If he's a mumcha, I don't say a word. If he's not a mumcha, I don't want him. So the mumcha, if he's a mumcha, means he's an expert. So he has to be conferred by other bezdins. That's what it means. Tanya Mihachi, we learned a similar brisa. La'olam posel v'holech, you can always pass the dayin, ad she'ikav olav bezdin, she'mumcha l'rabim. Divrei Rebbe Meir. He has to be a real mumcha. If he's a real mumcha, then the Mishnah says you can pass the on him, not if he's a real mumcha. If he's anything less, if he's a carved apostle, even the Chacham agree, he can go. But if he's just a regular guy, regular bezdin, nothing wrong with him, Rebbe Meir says no, he's a lot of apostle, the Chacham say no. Now, wait a minute. Rebbe Meir and the Chacham have the same argument on Edom. Now what is that argument about? What does that mean? The Rebbe Meir said, you can pass all the guy's Edom, and the Chachamim said, you cannot pass, only if he's a carver or apostle. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, which is the Gemara is going to ask a question on Rebbe Meir, which is a huge leap, which the leap is, V'Edom k'mumchim dami. Edom are like mumchim. Why are they like mumchim? Because two Edom come and give testimony. What do you want from them? They're just no different than mumchim. They have the status of a mumchim. There's no such thing as an Ed mumchim. No such thing. But says the Gemara, if they give testimony, and the testimony, they answer every question, they're being grilled to hours by the Bezdin. Every detail, the shoelaces, every detail, and they answer everything. What more do you want? What more do you want? That's just like Mumchin. Yet, what did Reb Meir say? Amar Reb Meir, Zeh posel Edov shel Zeh, Zeh posel Edov shel Zeh. So what's Reb Meir talking about? If you passel Edom for no reason, why can't you passel Deodom for no reason? Mumchin and Mumchin. You can passel Edom. What did Reb Meir mean by that statement? To pass all the guys Edom? How? What gives you the right to pass all the Edom? Ready? Ready for the answer? I'm not even going to finish it today. Here we go. It's not easy. Harit Mar Allah, Amar Rish Lakish, Pek Hadash Yomar Davar Zeh. You think a mayor, the holy mouth of a mayor, would say something that's so impossible? That you could passel the Edom of someone else's Edom? Based on what? Tani, what it means is Edo. One aid walked in. That's a apostle. We don't even hold from one aid. Right? One aid walked in, you're apostling the aid. Now, this answer of one aid is such a difficult answer. The Gemara is going to spend half an hour now trying to. What does the answer mean? Aid alamai. What kind of one aid? What do you mean one aid? Elam alamamon. One aid walked in and said, Reuven owes Shimon $100. Now, what do you want to do with this aid? You want to apostle him? He's already passed. Rahman apostled. The Torah said he's passed. Torah already passed it. Now, Eil Shavua. Is he going to come with a Shavua? Right? Eid Echad with a Shavua. Then, Hemnuhu Mehemna Kibay Trey. The Torah said he's believed like two. So, what's the case? Right? We're talking about a monetary case. Three judges. Three Eidim, right? Two Eidim. It's a monetary case. This is what Mishnah is talking about.
To force one of the living to swear. That's what it
says. Right. Right. So then he's believed like two. So, what do you mean you're passing? So here's where we go. Here's where we stand. Reb Meir made a statement in the Mishnah, you could pass the Edom. Based on what? What are you passing the Edom for? Says Rish Lakish, Reb Meir never would have said that. What he meant was you could pass one aid. That's your pass. One aid. One aid's possible anyway, or one aid's good anyway. What do you mean passing one aid? La'olam really la'mamon. No, it's a case of mamon. But what's the case? Lo tzricha dekablu alayhu kebetre. You agreed with the other party that you will accept one aid with the value of two Edom. Right? Like we say in court. You can consent to anything. Anything you can consent to. You can consent to anything. You can agree to anything. Even if it's against halacha, it doesn't make a difference. We're going to have next Mishnah. You want to say, you go to your other friend. Listen, we haven't been talking with each other. Let's go to your father. Whatever your father says. You can do that. Isaac Karov. You can do that. So, we have one aid over here. Listen, I only have one aid. Will you accept? Yes, I'll accept it. If one aid says I owe you the money, I'll give you the money. That's the aid that we're talking about to Jukapathel. Okay? My Kamashmalon. What's the Chiddush in that? The Matzi Hadr Bey? That after you agree to accept the aid, you can then retract? That's old news. Amalo That's old news. Tanina, it's the next Mishnah. Tomorrow. Amalo, Neman Alei Abba. Let's use my father for a dayan. How about that? Or Neman Alei Avicha. How about your father? Or Neman Alei Gimel Roei Bakar. We'll take the three Amoratim shepherds in the field. We don't want to go to town. We'll get those three Amoratim over there. Let them decide the case. Rebmeir Omer, Yachal Achzabo. You can take that back. Why? Because the whole thing's not legitimate. V'chacham Omer, in Yachal Achzabo. No, you agree. Too bad. So what, Rebmeir says you can take it back? That's old news. So Rebmeir says, if you have one aid, which you accept as two, and then you want to take it back, you can take it back? That's old news. V'amar of Dimi, Breder of Nachman, Breder of Yosef, Kigon, Dekab L'Oleo B'chad. What the case is, you accept the father as one aid, as one dayin, and there's two other dayanim there. That's not relevant. That's the whole discussion here, why Rav Dimi had to stick that in. So the question is, what are you telling me? That Rav Meir allowed one aid as two. Everyone allows that. You can consent to anything. So you have one aid. You decided you're only going to go with one aid. And then Rav Meir says, by the way, you can apostle the aid. That's old news. I know already that if you agree on a apostle dying, you can apostle that. Right? If you agree on a apostle dying, you can apostle a dying. So what's the chiddush? So the Gemara says, no, it's a big chiddush. The e tana abba v'avicha, had I only had the case of apostling relatives, v'haka amri rabbanon, there the rabbanon said, you can't take it back. You know why? The lo matzi hard to be, you can't take it back. You know why? Mishum da abba v'avicha havila alma. Because your father and my father are good to every other case. Just not our case. Every other case in the world, they're good people. Nothing wrong with them. But, happens to me, there's an issue of relative. However, therefore, the Rabbanon would say, you know what? You can't take it back. Why? Because inherently, they're fine. Happens to me, there's a psul for you. But inherently, they're fine. Well, they could be the Gadol Adar. Happens to me, your father. So, that's it. So therefore, Rabbanon, you agree to that? You can't take that back. Aval chad ki betray. But accepting one as two, the ba'amalochati, that's never good. That's not good in any case in the world. You can't have one aid. You consented to have one aid. Aim a modulator of Rebmeir, maybe they would agree to Rebmeir. Therefore, we had to tell you they don't agree to Rebmeir there either. The Iyashmina Baha, and if you had the other case, if you had only the case of one aid, Baha'kam Rebmeir. Here's where Rebmeir said you can take it back. Why? Why? Because it's never good anywhere. Aval Bahahi, but in the case of the fathers, Ema Modile Hula Rabbanan, maybe they would agree to the Rabbanan. That what? That you can't take it back. Why not? Because fathers are good every case under the sun. Tzricha, therefore you need both. Okay? Therefore you need both. So, what's our answer? Our answer is, when the Mishnah said that Rameyer said you could apostle one aid, when the Mishnah said that Rameyer said you could apostle Aidim, what does that mean? How could you apostle Aidim? Says for Shlokish, now Rebmeir never would have said that. What does it mean? It means one aid. Right? That's what it means. That's the answer. Now we're going to refute that answer. Right? It means one aid. One aid you can apostle. What's one aid doing there? One aid's never good? No, you accepted him as two. Right? That's the answer, right? You accepted him as two. One aid you can apostle. Said the Chacham, you can't. You accepted it as one, you consented, you stuck with him. Now, wait a minute. Hamiditani Risha, when the Risha said, Dino, Dayanim in the plural, that the Chachamim said, you could apostle the Dayanim. Rebmeir said, you could apostle the Dayanim. Right? Seifa, a dove. The Seifa says, a dim. Alma, dafka katani. Don't change the, you can't change Rebmeir's, what Rebmeir said. No, change it from two to one. From a dim to a do. Change it from two a dim to one a. Says the Gemara, you can't do that. Why? Because the Mishnah is consistent with the first case. The first case was a case of pasul dayanim. Dayanim in the plural. Right? Where Rebmeir said, I'm pasuling the dayanim. Why would Rebmeir say you could pasul them? Again, because they weren't mumchen. That's plural. So obviously, the case of the eidim is also a case of plural. So, here's the real hard answer. How do we explain Rebmeir? Why can you pasul the eidim of the other litigant? Based on what? Amar Belazar, here's the case. Bibahu the Acher Leposlan. Reuven has a lawsuit against Shimon. Reuven brings two Edim. Shimon goes with another person to passel the Edim of Reuven. Shimon himself, the Baal Davar, the Baal Din, the litigant, goes with another person to passel the Edim of Reuven. asks the Gemara, Kol Kamine? Is that allowed? Negev Beidusu, he's a Negev Beidus. How can he give testimony in his own case? I'm allowed to do that. Why aren't you allowed to do that, by the way? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? It's actually machlokas achronim. Some say the isser is because we're afraid you're going to lie. We just can't trust you. You can't give testimony in your own case. Others say it's because you're a karev to yourself. So you're possible because you're a karev to yourself. Either way, negev adover is a possible aid. You're passing it.
It's a separate issue.
Oh, so that's what?
It's a separate issue.
What do you mean? Oh, so Amar Bacha Breid Rav Yekah. You both touching on the point. You don't pass the edus. Kigon Shakara Olav Irur. You make some kind of what's Irur? Some kind of No. How do you translate Irur? Some kind of rumor. Some kind of disqualification. Irur demai. What kind of disqualification? Ilema irur de gazlanusa. If you say that he's a gazlan, you and another person testify that the baldover, the defendant Shimon, that Reuven's edim are gazlanim. Kol kimina, you can't do that. Negei beidusahu. That's for sure you can't do. You're negei beid. Ella, rather what? Irur de pagam mishpacha. No, you say testimony that he's an eved. He's an eved.
So explain.
Yeah.
Clarification. This guy brings witnesses inside. Now you then go against you. You then go and say, I'm going to testify against his witnesses?
Yeah. I'm not testifying against the witnesses. I'm just saying that his father is in heaven.
He's not saying what the witness is saying.
Not saying what the witness is saying.
He's saying that he's not.
And he's not even saying that Gazlan. I'm just talking about his father. His father happens to be in heaven.
Against the character.
The result is.
Against the character.
Against the character. Against the family. The result is. He's in heaven. The result. Oh, so now, Rebeir Sover. Hani Amishpacha Kamasati. You're testifying about the family. The Ihu Mimela Kapasal. Yes, the result is he becomes puzzle aid. Yes, that's the result. Yeah, his father's in heaven. He's also in heaven. Yeah. What? Exactly. For Rabbanan Savri, Sof Nagei Beidusahu. The bottom line is he's possible in the Aedus. Therefore, the Rabbanan say it's not permitted to do this. And the Chacham and the Rabbanan says it is permitted to do this. We're not finished. We're not finished.
So you can ruin the
We never asked that question.
Exactly, but so now,
but you say that the guy is a Goslin, okay.
That's not allowed to do.
That makes a lot more sense. That would happen more often.
Right.
Find a way to write this. Right.
Wait, it's gonna get more hard. Okay, that's one answer.
Harder.
It's gonna get more hard. Harder, right?
More hard as well.
Ready? That's one answer. Maybe another answer. Kyosar of Dimi, Amr of Yochanan, Machlokes. Listen to this. B'shtei kitei edim. Really, Reuven has two sets of edim. He has two sets of edim. The Remeir Savar, Tzarach Levarer. Remeir says, there's a halacha, when you want to come to a bezin, you have to put all your cards on the table. You have to bring all your edim right away. You have two? Two, bring two. You have four? Bring four. You have 100? Bring 100. If you don't, by the way, I have more. Because what's going to happen? These two edim are going to walk in. Bezin's going to disqualify them. All the testimony was completely contradictory. All right, the case is over. You can't prove your case. No, I have two more. Where are they? We suspect now you're going to go pay off edim. Because these edim were no good. So you have four? Bring all four. You don't bring all four, we're not going to take anyone else.
If they don't lump them as the same.
No, they're two different cards. But you have to bring all your Tarach Levara means. You have all your cards on the table. You walk in the first day. Here's my edim. Here's my testimony. Here's my complaint. Here's why I'm going to win. All right, bring in the first two. Now these two are crazy. Bring in the next two. That's what you have to do. So, for Rabbanan Savri, ain Tarach Levara. You don't have to do that. Okay? Therefore what? Therefore, when, this is a big stretch, when the Shimon, the Baal Dover, takes another person and passels one set of Edim, he's not considered an Ageba Dover. Why not? Because there's another kind of Edim waiting in the hole. So the Ageba Dover is only connected to the issue of whether or not it's going to ruin your case. So here, it's really irrelevant. Why? Because there's more Edom. That's what he's saying. Very, very difficult answer. But that's what he's saying. You hear? Nagei b'dover is connected to the issue of whether it's going to make a difference. If it doesn't make a difference, then you're allowed to do it. That's what Meir meant when he said you could possibly the other guy's edim. But if all he has is one edim, or they come together, of course he can't. Mahu. So what if he only has one set of edim? So what are we talking about? I just said. One set of edim, you can't touch them. What? No, so Ella, here's what he meant to ask. Ella, listen to this. Nimzos kachnia krovro psulim. Mahu. What happened? He said, I have two pairs of edim. Two sets of edim. The first one, the baldovar's pasels. How's he pasel that? He says the guy's an eved. The rev of them. Now, we bring in the second pair of edim. It wasn't a negev adover. Why not? Because it wasn't a negev adover. Why not? Because there's another kad of edim sitting in the hole. The kad of edim sitting in the hole turned out to be psulim. Real psulim, a krovim. Do we resurrect the first kot? That's the question. So the Gemara is going to say, you do not resurrect the first kot. You know why? Because at the time that they were apostled, there was nothing wrong with the second kot.
How do you resurrect it?
What do you mean? He's in a Geber Dover. How can you tell you he's in a Manev? He's in a Geber Dover. He's in a Geber Dover. Is that allowed to say? Is the guy apostle or not? If no one says anything, how are we supposed to know? I'm supposed to know. The guy's his brother-in-law. How do we know? Someone's got to say something. You can't say something, you're in a Geber Dover. What if a monkey comes in and says something? The monkey's not an Evid, and the monkey's not an Eid.
The first copy being puzzled, how would you disqualify that?
You're saying he's an Evid.
Oh, do we have to say that? Why can't we just say that he is a Misachit?
Maybe he'll say he's a Misachit Bekovia.
Okay.
Fine, but he's in a Geber Dover. How can he say that? Okay, right. I don't know if it makes a difference. I don't know if it makes a difference. Fine. Now, so Amar Lahen, for Idu Edim, Harishonim. They already said testimony. The Ravashi said it. Amar Ravashi, for Idu Edim, Harishonim. Right? Now, Nema, Biplukta, Rebbe, for Shurim Begamliel, Kamiflagi. Maybe they're arguing in the Machlokas of Rebbe and Shurim Begamliel. Ditanya, Habal Lidon Bishtar Ubechazaka, Nidon Bishtar. Someone has a fight on land, right? Is it your land? You've been there for 3 years, blah, blah, blah. So, the halacha was, the whole fight was, well, there is no Shtar. I don't know what happened to the shtar. I've been living here for 20 years. I don't have a shtar. So chazaka will work. What if you have the shtar? So, nidom b'shtar. Of course the shtar is better. The shtar is the actual raya. Devei Rebbe. No, the chazaka. The chazaka is fine. V'vidim b'chazaka? V'lo b'shtar? Why not? Shtar is 10 times better than chazaka. Shtar means I bought the land. Chazaka is, well, we don't have any proof, so we'll assume you've been there for so much time and no one said a word. Ema at b'chazaka. He meant to say was even with chazaka. The kaimalon to tzarach levar peligi. So what are they arguing in? Do you have to bring all your proof at the table at one time? You have to bring your shtar and your chazaka. So the Gemara says low. It's not the same achlokas. Aliba der shir megamil kol yamalo peligi. No, keep pligi aliba der Rebbe. The Rameir k'Rebbe for ban amilah k'ad kan lo kamer Rebbe hasam ela b'chazaka. Why over there in that case you have to bring both? Because the chazaka the mikolach shtar k'asi. The whole chazaka flows from the shtar. If you have both, of course you have to bring both. Abul Hacha, the Hani Edim, Lavikoch Edim Achwini Kasi. The second pair of Edim don't flow from the first pair. Then I feel Rabbi Mo, the Dain Sarach Levarer. Maybe he would agree. You don't have to bring all the Edim at one shot. Why do you have to do everything at one shot? Where A flows from B. The Chazak, what gives you the right to live in this land? Because you had a Shtar once upon a time. If the Shtar is in existence, of course you have to bring it. But by the case of the two Edim, we don't say that. What does one pair have to do with the other pair? Nothing.
Because they're still the same thing.
What? No, but they don't flow from each other. They don't flow from each other. Therefore, they're not necessarily the same thing, and therefore we would not say the halacha, and therefore, that's the end of the case. The case was, when does the mayor say you could possibly the other one's Aizen? When it's two sets, and the first set's irrelevant. Why? Therefore, you're not considered a Gebedover. Tomorrow, we'll give a third answer, and then we'll go on to a Gadatra. Alright? Everyone have a good day.